Jason, here we are talking about the world of business. And I asked the question, what happens when you get a group of young tech-oriented entrepreneurs together?
Well, two things. One is a little bit of craziness. And two, hopefully, these tech startups that we get here in Las Cruces will stay in Las Cruces. That's the goal, at least.
That is the goal, indeed.
PRNR, a new club that has formed. Young entrepreneurs, largely in the tech field, but they do have some entrepreneurs in other areas.
How is tech
as well.
In Las Cruces?
I mean, great. You know, especially with Arrowhead and Studio G, we are turning out a lot of really, really high quality, potentially very profitable tech startups here in Las Cruces. Problem is, they get up, they get rolling, and they move. They go somewhere else. And one of the reasons...
Greener pastures.
Yeah, greener pastures. And one of the reasons that they formed this group, Avinash Kuna is one of the guys that helped get it started. And he was telling me that, you know, Las Cruces is great. It's fairly cheap to live. We've got great support. But for some reason, our techs get up and leave. And they're kind of trying to form this group so that these guys who have gone through some of the programs... know how Mavita works, know how Arrowhead works, know how the Small Business Administration works. They get together and they can support each other. They're even looking at down the road, maybe doing some shared services, maybe pool purchase for health insurance for their employees, bulk purchases for items that they need. And most of all, it's a way for them to come together and sort of get emotional and social support as well. Because, you know, as we know, techs tend to sort of stay in their cubicle and do their thing. And this they've set this up to have lunch meetings on Friday, sort of an end of the week, you know, get together, have a beer, talk about what's going on with their businesses. A lot of interesting things going on with them. I think they're going to be a really good source of support for local startups. And you can find out more about them on their Facebook page. It is the PRNR Club. And they are meeting every week and looking for new members. So check them out.
Well, again, you know, what I like about it is that it's a group of people that are passionate about what they do. And they want to share in their passion with their fellow, you know, techies to make sure that business stays in Las Cruces. And
exactly.
I think that's what's key about this.
It really is. And, you know, we've got great support, as I said, with Arrowhead, with Mavita, with the SBA. And this just sort of brings it all together in one place. People that have been through it understand the process, sort of help ease the way for some of the new startups. And like you said, keep them here at Cruces. Keep them at home. Keep the jobs here.
Okay. October 31st is over. November 1st, turn on the radio. I'm not going to say which radio station, but it was not KRWG, and I heard some holiday music.
It's here.
It's here.
It's upon us. And I saw my first holiday-themed TV commercial on the 1st.
On the 1st. That's right.
It's here. So I guess we'll deal with it.
Let's do it.
And Debbie Moore with the Greater Chamber this week, in her column, she says, once again, we're reminding folks, shop local at holidays. Make the holidays a joyous season for our merchants, too, because a lot of them do count on holidays to sort of set them over the line to a profitable year. The shopping during November and December is a lot of where the business profits come from. They've paid for their expenses for the year, and this is what lets them grow, lets them build, lets them keep going. And some other things coming out of the chamber. They've got a busy couple of months coming up. November 16th, they're going to have a luncheon with an update on the Spaceport America. And this we've been waiting for years and years. They're going to have the official open house, grand opening for the Armijo
Yay.
House. Yes, it is up. It's running. I don't know if you've had a chance to go check it out, but
I went
really
when it was
amazing.
Under construction.
Yeah, it's they've got it looking nice now. Everything's set up. That front room has got a lot of great, great memorabilia from the early days in Las Cruces, a lot of it from the Armijo family themselves, who have lent an incredible amount of support to getting this project completed. Great, great thing. You've got to come and check them out. It's going to be on December the 8th, and they'll have an official ribbon cutting at 10 a.m., but the house is going to be open from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Again, this is December the 8th. They'll be doing tours. They'll have some activities. And on the evening of Thursday, December 7th, there'll be an Armijo House donor and recognition celebration. And for ticket information for that, you can call the chamber.
All right. Briefly, Udall was in town.
Yes. A couple of weekends ago, Senator Udall came in to visit. He was here for the NAACP conference. And while he was in town, he took some time to tour downtown, talk about the benefits that the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks National Monument designation has had. And he got to meet with some local businesses, of course, Oregon Mountain Outfitters, Beck's Coffee, and Dragonfly Restaurant downtown. All got to meet with the senator. He's very positive, and he's still backing our monument as it goes through. It's been through the review, but we're waiting on any action from the Trump administration that would change not the size, but the way it's administered. And Udall tells us he's got our back.
Okay, Jason, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.